ABC Radio Australia.
More than 2 years after police opened fire on student protesters at the University of Papua New Guinea, the former Vice-Chancellor of UNITEC, Albert Schramm, has made a damning claim about the motive and the origin of the shooters who were at the heart of the incident. As Nick Fogarty reports, Dr. Schramm was dealing with similar anti-government protests on his campus in Lae at the time, and now he's leading the call for promised inquiries to deliver their findings.
When the smoke finally cleared at the University of Papua New Guinea's Port Moresby campus on the 8th of June 2016, around 20 people had been injured by police gunfire. For weeks, there'd been growing unrest in Port Moresby from students who were unhappy with the stalling of corruption allegations against the Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill. There'd also been rioting and looting in the Highlands and the North Coast, and on this day in the capital, things reached a tipping point. Opposition MP and Oro Province Governor Gary Juffa was on his way to Parliament when he heard on the radio that students had gathered to protest and police were there to confront them.
And I managed to get there in time and talk to the students and the police. Gunshots had already been fired. Students had already been shot. The students were in the process of about to retaliate.
The injured were treated at Port Moresby General Hospital, while those who remained were prevented from carrying out their wish of marching to Parliament to support a no-confidence motion against the Prime Minister. Peter O'Neill later said the police had only fired warning shots and tear gas because students had thrown rocks at them. But now Albert Schramm, who was Vice-Chancellor of UNITEC at the time, says there might be a different explanation.
And that shooting came at a very convenient moment, we must remember, because it was the last day of the parliamentary hearings where the opposition was allowed to send in a motion of no confidence in the government. So somebody in the government circles, and nobody knows who, must have given the orders that anything had to be done to prevent the students from doing their peaceful demonstration at Parliament.
And Albert Schramm claims the police involved in the shooting weren't regulars from Port Moresby.
I have some statements from council members who told me that a special group of policemen with high-powered rifles that usually deal with tribal fights in the Highlands was on the UPNG campus on the 8th of June 2016. Now, that's no coincidence. Somebody must have moved them there. That is just plain logic. Now, who did what and who gave the orders? That is a matter for the investigation to determine. But apparently the stakes are so high that this investigation has never been organised or funded.
In the weeks after the violence, separate inquiries were promised by the government, the police and the Ombudsman Commission, but no reports have materialised. All have been contacted by the ABC seeking official comment, but none has responded so far. While opposition MP Gary Juffa disputes the claim that the shooting was deliberate and politically motivated, he too laments the delay in the investigations, which he puts down to the under-resourcing of police.
I don't think it was deliberate. I think it was just a policeman who just lost control and fired a shot. You know, I don't think there was any real ideology or intention behind it. That particular policeman ought to be charged and taken to task or dealt with or disciplined, but nothing has happened. The police are under-resourced. They simply don't have the capacity. And inquiries like these are not going to get the attention they deserve. I'm just giving you the reasons why these inquiries not progress, but there should be an effort to progress this inquiry and reveal or expose the facts about what happened on that day and why the students were shot.
The Shadow Justice and Police Minister, Karenga Kua, says the fact that any inquiry is yet to report is no surprise to him.
The Prime Minister has a habit of promising inquiries which never materialise. Or if an inquiry does take place simply because there's pressure from the public, then over time, as the inquiry runs along, the temperature cools down and the people tend to move on to a new crisis. And then the old investigation or inquiry is forgotten. And when the results are finally released to the Prime Minister, he doesn't table it.